At Tunisia's national dialogue between Ennahda ruling party and the opposition, the mediation efforts of the labor union have failed as the Islamic party defended Ahmed El-Mistiri, an 88-year-old candidate for the position of prime minister. But the Salvation Front nominated Mohamed El-Nasser, 79, to form the new cabinet of independence, tasked with ending the political, economic, and security crisis.
Imposing Ahmed El-Mistiri is just a pretext to remain in power. We reject his behavior because the roadmap agreement says an independent personality should lead the next government.
Another Islamic party maintained its position and insisted on reaching consensus on neutral premier who will contribute to the realization of the objectives of the revolution.
The national dialogue requires consensus. The new premier should be a national figure who is capable of ruling the country and remaining distant from all parties. We think that Ahmed El-Mistiri is the right candidate.
The Popular Front questioned the capacity of another candidate in ruling the country, as Ahmed El-Mistiri was considered too old for such a demanding responsibility.
The one-week-long deadline for the designation of an ex-prime minister and the formation of an electoral commission has ended. However, Tunisian politicians were unable to reach an agreement and to resolve the conflict between the ruling and opposition parties. Observers say the political crisis in Tunisia could abort the ongoing national dialogue. Adnan Shawishi, Press TV, Tunis.